Jesus gave his life.
And that's what God wants you to do.
Amen.
Give your life.
Amen, brother.
Most people don't want to do that. Amen. That's what he wants. That's why. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind.
Amen.
Yes, sir. So Jesus gave his life. And God gave his son.
Amen.
And Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost left heaven and came down here. Amen. Just to try to find somebody that would give their life to Jesus.
Amen.
Give our lives to him. Well, amen. Amen. God said, amen. God wants your finances. Amen. But it'll take your life sometime to give your finances. Amen. Yes, sir. God give you ability to make finances, and God uses people. God uses people that can make finances. Amen. And use them to finance the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's right. That's important. Sure is. Amen. Well, it is a blessing to be here. Thank the Lord. I'm getting at the age of blessing to be anywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, amen. Thank God for the preaching last night and this morning. Boy, I'm telling you, it's been good, hasn't it? I thank God for it. I praise the Lord. Amen. For the preaching that I've heard, and my heart has been helped. My faith has been helped. And I want to praise the Lord for that. I want to give him all the glory. Amen for the word I heard. Amen. And thank God for it. And I praise the Lord for it. Amen. And then the brethren, they can preach the word of God and give us the word of God. I thank the Lord for that. It is. Well, the Bible said two men in the field working, and a one was taken, the other was left. It said two went to the mill and grinding. One was taken and the other was left. That two was in a bit of sleep, one was taken, and the other was left, and two was going through a Facebook, and both of them was left. Amen. That ain't going too good, because you love that Facebook, don't you? You love to see what somebody else is doing. You so anxious to get your nose in somebody else and what they're doing. You get on that Facebook. No, look what they doing. Look what they doing. Amen. We already got started on a good foot, hadn't we? Amen. Thank God. That's right. The most wicked, ungodly, unholy thing in this world today is an electric screen. And we all got them in our pockets. You want to know what's wrong at the churches? That's what it is. This electric screen. Now it's bad show enough. You mean my telephone? Your telephone. It used to be telephones was the problem. There was television was the problem. Now, amen, it's back to this internet is the problem. Amen. That's the reason the Holy Ghost of God is breathed in our churches. We spend more time in the things of this world than we do in the precious book of God, in the Word of God. We spend very little time in the happiness days. And very little time on our knees before God. That is the problem. Amen. You can do what you want to. You can say what you want to. Amen. And these young preachers coming out don't know what preaching is. They know how to get an outline. They know how to put things out. And they know how to make out notes and outline and all that. But they know nothing about a Holy Ghost feel. God fearing man of God preaching the Word of God. We live in the most wicked, ungodly, unholy, a world and time that America has ever known, and have less preaching. Less preaching about it. And it's grieved the Holy Ghost. Grieved the church. Amen. The church is grieved. And so don't start taking on something else as a problem. Preach where the problem is at. Amen. Our forefathers preached this morning. Our forefathers had a fear of God.
Yes, sir.
Established a nation that had a fear of God in it. But now there is no fear in God, and the electric screen has took it away. The average phone funeral now, used to, when I was a boy, you go to the funeral, people was weeping and crying and tearing up. Hey, and now you go to a funeral, and ain't hardly no weeping at all. No, so why? Because they've seen so much death in their home, so much death in their lives, that, hey, they ain't got an emotion in their heart enough to have sympathy with anybody. Amen. Well, Herbert, don't you want somebody? I thought you was a missionary and had depended on folks in churches to support you. You're right. I'm not dependent on them. I'm dependent on God to touch their hearts and support me. Amen. Amen. But I've never done the work of the average missionary and going to church to church to church to church. And I'm not against that. But God has took care of me.
Amen.
And my precious wife. Amen. I got more food to eat than I can eat at home. I got more clothes to wear than I can wear. Amen. I got food and clothing, so I'm satisfied.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Amen. Well, if I get hard, I'm going to come to your house and eat your food. Amen. So don't you really better be free. I don't get too hungry. Amen. All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Coming up, it's a Bible. Yeah, check me out. See if I'm going to preach it. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, it's so good to be here. I didn't know I was going to say all that, but I didn't say it, man. But anyhow, I'm not going to back up, that's for sure. I'm too old to back up and too stubborn. Amen. 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 To back up now. Hallelujah. I ain't backing up. I've come thus far all these years, rode through a lot of deep water. Amen. Laid a lot through trials and tribulations. I ain't about to give up now. Hallelujah. Amen. And if I start, well, I can't get my hand in my pocket. Amen. Well, it ain't there. It ain't there. I don't know where it's at. I'm going to have it here over here. It's going to go to the pocket. Amen. I probably forgot it. I got this thing right here. Help me breathe. I get so mad when I sing, I can't breathe. That'll help me breathe. Amen. I take that to the pulpit when I go now. But amen. But anyway, I thank God for the goodness of God, the grace of God. God has been good to me, and I praise His holy name. And I thank God. I love to have a new life to give to God. And I start all over again. Not sorry for any. I'm not sorry for all the people I made mad. Amen. I am happy for some few I made glad. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you ain't going to preach this book in this generation we live in and preach about sin. Name it. Name the sin. Sin, average sin preaching ain't going to do you no good. You got to name it. People got to be named to them. Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Well, amen. I try to let y'all out by supper time anyway. Amen. Amen. I don't get to preach much no more, so when I get a chance, I stay at it for a while. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Yes, sir. All right. Open your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Preach to the young couples, young people here today. For a little few minutes, I've been praying for this meeting for, I don't know, months and months. And Ahab, maybe since the last meeting, have mentioned it along, but more in the last few months, it has got closer. And I thank God for the privilege to be here, but God never gave me a message. Then I come on down through, come up last week, God didn't give me a message for this meeting. And I said, my goodness. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? Well, I thought about some. I had preached here, yon, and there, over the year through the radio and everything else. And amen. And I said, oh, Lord, what am I going to preach? And so this morning, real early in the morning, amen, God give me what he's given me for this hour. So I'm preaching what God giving me for this hour. And I hope it'll take effect, especially in the young people that's here. Amen, young families. You could do no better than to surrender. Go ahead and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ that we just sung about. Amen, I surrender all. You ain't too afraid to do that, are you? But I'm old. Amen, stubborn. Amen, and not heading, but I still able to surrender all to my Lord and to my Savior. Amen. Amen. The Lord has helped us down through the years. Now I praise his name. Amen. I had three of my brothers and two of them I preached revivals for, but they vowed out that they would destroy me. As I was to destroy me. Amen. Well, they set out to do it, wrote letters and over everything they could think of. People went and dug up everything they could think of from everybody that they could talk to and put on paper and wrote and just passed it out. But I'm still preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. God still using me. And I praise his holy name. If you want to be headed, preach the gospel. Amen. That's where it come from. They preached Jesus enough that they put him on the old rugged cross. And it was religion that done it. Put him on the old rugged cross. And there he died. Hallelujah. For you and I. Oh, how much he loved us. How much he cared for us. And he'd go yon on the old rugged cross. And the greatest horror he had hanging on that old rugged cross. He cried out, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? While his old Williamson was so filthy, so vile, so ungodly, that God could not look upon the sin that he paid for me. And so, and when that happened, the Savior said, forsaken me. Why has not forsaken me? Some preacher said, you're not done all that. That's why. He did. Amen. He asked, why hast thou forsaken me? And it was for such a low-down, rotten, sorry sinner as Herbert Williams. Amen, that he forsook me and forsook you. Amen, he forsook it all for you. He shook it all for you and shook it by the Father, by the Father. All that beating and spitting and all that stuff he suffered, amen, the devils of hell gaped upon him, and in Psalms 22, and tried to destroy him while he hung on that cross. Hey, but he's done it all for you and for me. Amen. Thank God for that. Young people, take your Bible vote to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I'll probably do more reading than I do preaching right here, but I'm going to start off. The Bible says, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. That name is above all names. You know where you found me at. You know where you come to me at. And all in the Holy Ghost conviction. And save me that Thursday night. I thank thee and I praise you for that. And I thank you. I heard the songs. I surrender all. All to him I give. I can remember walking down to a Baptist church altar. Falling on that church altar and surrendering my life to you. It was on a Wednesday night. I'll never forget that. And Lord, from that day to this day, my whole my life to be surrendered to you. Oh, I fail thee and I've come short, Heavenly Father, so much and so many times. But oh God, I'm glad today that you never failed me. And Lord, you've stayed faithful and true to me. And I thank you and I praise you for that. Now I need thee, Holy Ghost. I need thee to go through these scriptures according to your will. And oh, I need, Lord, to speak to the hearts of young folks here today. Young couples. Oh, God, that Father, they're not satisfied in the work they're doing in this world. But oh, God, if they surrender their lives to you, they'll be satisfied. And I pray, oh, God, that you would touch this morning. And Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. For the furtherance of the gospel, I ask it. In Jesus' holy name. In Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Remember now the days of thy youth. Amen. While the evil days come not. Amen. But it's been right in the memory now and build your heart on Jesus and on the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fill your heart from the Word of God. Fill your heart with God's Word. You should never let a day go by that you don't get in the Word of God and read the Word of God and fill your heart with the Word of God. When God saved me, I wasn't able to read those verses of Scriptures, pronounce those words. Oh, but how God worked in my heart and worked in my life. Thank God. Amen. Little friend, I'm telling you, amen. Help me to read the Word of God. And it's so precious to me. It's so precious. Now, the evil days is going to come. Amen. I'm 79 years of age. Really, I'm 89. Not 89, but 80. Because I was living when I was in my mother's womb. Amen. Thank God I was as much alive then as I am now. And let me stop right here and say this. My heart goes out to people that lost their children, that have lost their loved ones by any amount of evil that's come upon them. But I want to tell you, my brethren, amen, that our government has murdered more than all that's ever been shot to death. Say amen to me. And they do it and give money to people to kill and murder, baby. A wicked nation. A wicked leaders in Washington. And baby, they're wicked, they're ungodly, and they're murderers. That's more of the worst of life. That's more of the, ain't no place in all the world is a baby able to be safe. It's in its mother's womb. That's the most safe place in all the world for a baby. And yet, evil hands, ungodly doctors and nurses will pull them out and kill them and throw them in a trash can. Oh, God, how wicked is that? That's more wicked than any that's got shot to death.
Right.
Right. I'm going to say something here while I'm on that heart. Burning candles has never pleased God.
Right.
That's all they can show is that people are burning candles. They're getting out to God. They're not getting out to God. That's a bunch of hard work and God don't like it. Amen. That's why we're living today. Amen. And some professed Christians said God sickened it down. Hey, look at the children they killed last week. They got the children they killed yesterday. They got the children they killed and murdered. Amen. I doubt it's 1,300 and what was 70? What was it? 70 something. I've got the year now. That's the reason that is going on today. That's the reason they kill them. And I ain't about to give up my guns. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah, well, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. While the evil days come nigh. Last stage of mankind. The man is taught by amen to live and to aid and die. He's amen, brother friend, and to live for God and the Bible for our life and live for God and walk with Him. Believe the Word of God and go with Him. Look at verse, the Bible says, amen, in verse, amen, number one. Nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Pleasure of life and living is going to about run out. You'll get down to the place you'd rather be with God than to be on this earth. For it's over with probably. Amen, yes, sir. He says, while the sun and the light of the moon and the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. Your eyesight's going to get bad. You ain't going to be able to tell. They might run through the place your eyes. Be so you can't tell where there's light or not, how the clouds run. In the day, he says, when the keepers of the house shall tremble. That's this right here. That's these right here. The keeper of your house. Amen. Your hands and your arms will tremble. Amen, brother. And the strong man shall bow themselves. Amen. And the grinders shall become a day of few. And these that love out of the look out of the windows be darkened. Amen. Darken out, amen, brother friend. It gets hurt, you can't see any longer. And amen, your grinders are gone, your teeth are gone. Amen, I'm getting more valuable all the time. Hallelujah, now thank God for it. My hair is getting to be silver. Amen, thank God for that. Got silver for that. Amen, I got stove-bought teeth in my mouth. Hallelujah. Amen, and that's something, isn't that good for that? And I got gas on my stomach and it's going up all day, every day. Hallelujah. Amen, yes, sir. Well, thank God, getting more valuable all the time. Amen, come on, smile. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God I've spoiled you already. You can't even smile. Amen. Amen, yes, sir. Well, amen, I'm having a good time. Amen, yes, sir. Well, today, look at it, Joe. Some grinders are going to go out. Those teeth is going to get, amen, leave one day. In this generation we live in, you got white teeth and live in adulthood. You're good. You're wonderful. Hey, that's what this generation teeth. As long as you got white teeth, you're all right. Well, mine ain't too white. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I soak them every night. Amen. Right there. Amen. Anyhow, amen. I'm telling you, brother friend, God is good. I praise His holy name. Amen. Brother friend, one day, hey, you look at this old man this afternoon, and you say, oh, I don't know, preacher, what about that? Well, I'll tell you what about that. Amen, brother friend. God give you the ability that you have, and use that ability to worship God. Use that ability that you have to do something for the glory of God. Amen. Use that ability that God has given you and what you are. Amen. You don't look as well as you look. Amen. Because God give it to you. It ain't something that you've done. It's what God has given you, and you ought to use it for the glory of God. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, look at what he says. Look at what he says. The windows are darkened. Hey, they can't see. And the doors shall be shut in the street. Your hearing is going to go away from you. I got hearing aids too in my ears. And when the sound of grinding is low, he can't hear. And shall rise up at the voice of a bird, and music shall be brought low. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Also, when they shall be afraid, of that which is high and fear, and shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and the zar shall fall, because men go to his long home. His men go to his long home, and the mourners go through the streets. Every man is on upon another, every man to die. Amen. But after death, there's the judgment. You're going to spend, listen to me carefully. You're going to spend eternity either in heaven or hell. That's two places provided for you. You're sitting right there this afternoon, this evening in your body. You are eternal living soul. You're eternal living spirit. And your eternal soul and spirit is going to be in hell. And when you die from this body that you live in, you're going to take all the seven feelings of this body with you into another body that cannot burn up. Amen. Amen. Spend it in hell, or you're going to spend it all yonder with a new body. Amen. With joy, everlasting peace, and brother friend, and goodness and blessings, and serving God. Amen. That's amen in heaven. Hey, we ain't going to stop serving Him. Hey, we're going to serve Him yonder in eternity. We'll go stand before that judgment seat of Christ that was saved. And the laws will go stand before that great white throne of God. And he'll hear men, amen, in both places weeping. One's going to weep because they didn't do more for God. One's going to weep because they listen to me real carefully. You might be gathering a lot of things on this earth, but they're going to be somebody else's one day. Hey, you can build the finest home can be built, but it's going to be somebody else's one day. You can have all the finest automobiles that can buy money can buy, but they're going to be somebody else's one day. Hey, everything you have is going to be somebody else's one day. Amen. That it's going to go somewhere. And when amen, all the money you lay up, all the treasures you lay up, hey, they'll take it and live and have a big lifetime on it. And while you suffer loss and weeping at the judgment seat of Christ, and tears roll from your eye, because when God shows you what you could have had and you don't have nothing, you left it on this world. Amen. For God to burn it up one day. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. That's what's going to happen. Hey, I'm prophesying what's going to happen here. One of these days, it's going to happen. He said, the days will come. And I read to you there. Hey, the days are coming. Hey, young people, are you listening to me? Children, are you listening to me? There's a burning hell for you to shun. Amen. You do nothing, you're going to wind up in a burning literal hell. Amen. If you pay no attention to God and live your life like you want to, you're going to burn up in the eternal hell. You won't burn up, but you will burn in the eternal living hell. Fire and brimstone. I'm going to get to that a little bit. I hadn't got to it yet, but amen. I'll get back to it in a little bit. So he says, well, amen, little friend. He says, morning, you're going to die. You shall fall. Amen. But your desires shall fail. And because man go to his long home, and the mourners go through the street. Mourners going to wait for you, and some lying preacher goes to get down and brag on how wonderful you are, how much money you gave to different charities, and how much you helped the community, and how much you love your community and helped your community. And but the soul winner that tried to win them to God, they won't spit on him. Amen. They don't want nothing to say about him. They try to go about and try to take the gospel to his loved ones and take the gospel to those that love him. When I got saved, thank God, I started walking up and down the highway and up and down the road in my community and telling my neighbors what Jesus had done for me. Oh, yes, it was so precious. I walked and told him, amen, thank God,
gospel about what Jesus had done. Oh, what a wonderful Savior I had. What a wonderful peace I had. I've never found in this world in the joy. I found a friend, a real friend, one that has never used me for their own purpose. Oh, thank God, that's what I look for on that night. Hallelujah, age almost 22 years of age. I wanted a friend. Oh, I needed a friend. Oh, thank God that night. Oh, I found a friend of all friends. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, glory. Praise His holy name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Thank God we got a sacrifice place up here. And if you die, we got a casket to put you in. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. 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 We need some young people on this altar surrendering your life to God. We need some young families on this altar surrendering. You're going to mess up. You're going to think you want the things of the world. You think you're going to need the things that this world has got. Your neighbors has got. Oh, brother friend, that's going to burn up in yours too. Oh, but what you need to do is lay up some treasures in heaven while moths don't corrupt and thieves don't break through and steal. Woo! Hallelujah! Hey, thank God you got so many locks on your door. Hey, man, my wife don't go to bed unless you check every door and got a lock. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go and unlock them. I don't tell them nothing about it. Oh, I'm not told unless you get up and go to relock them. But I'm telling you, amen. Yes, you unlock them and say, come on in. I'm sitting here reading the Bible and talking to God. I like to talk to you in the house. Hey, sir, come on in. Hallelujah. Yes, hurry. Oh, I was raised without locks on the door. Amen. We won't have a man who's so scared of dying. Why are you so scared of dying? Might be because you don't have no peace in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. That might be the reason you're so scared of dying.
Right.
Amen. Amen. My mom and dad won't fear to die. Amen. Thank God they didn't care. They left the doors unlocked and that window's raised up. Amen. It didn't have no screen on it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen. But remember the peace of God. You can have the peace of God in your soul and the peace of God in your heart. Hey, thank God. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, well, what about the situation of this day? God knows about the situation of this day. And amen. And God knows how to take care of it. He wants somebody to shoot me, kill me, cut my throat, and throw my head in a ditch. That's what it pleases to God. It pleases me. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Good.
Yes, sir. And Vietnam, the boys were so scared. Oh, they were so pretty. They were so skinny. That flying jacket would hold his head stuck around coming in. Bullet. Hey, coming to me. I thought they would put one on. I'm not that I was a fool, but I just had trust in God. I go out on the perimeter and on the perimeter all up. I pull my boots off and go to sleep. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. I had peace with God.
Amen.
I got saved just a month or two before went on that, but I had such peace in my God, such faith in my God back then. Oh, I need to get it back again. Hallelujah. That I had back then. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, thank God. Well, what are you saying, preacher? And they would run. Hey, one boy, he'd get back in the company. Amen. Where there wasn't no danger at all, but he still wouldn't pull off his flight jacket and his helmet. Amen. He'd keep it all on. Amen. Well, anyway, I try to talk to him about God. Amen. But his Catholic religion wouldn't let him. He said, I promised my mama I'd always be a Catholic before I come back home, not losing. And he'd rather go to hell and live in fear and say, amen, amen, rather than trust Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Well, amen. I don't know where all I'm going, brother Jamie. But anyway, we're getting something to say. Amen. Amen. Look at verse number 9. Amen. What is verse that is? Verse number 6. But over the silver cord be loosened,
and the golden be loosened, and the golden bowl be broken, and the pitcher be broken at the fountain, for the wheel are broken in this cistern. I mean, Brother Finfo, everything goes to waste in this world, and you waste it in this world, and it's all but, hey, amen, it's going to be nothing one day. Oh, he said, before that happened, he said, if there's something that need to happen in your heart, then shall the dust return unto the earth as it is, as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanities of vanities, says the preacher. All is vanity. A man that had everything, had all the money he could have all the gold that a man could have all the winning that he wanted and desired. But my friend, it all come down to vanity one day. It all come to vanity. Amen. In his life. Amen. It's all vanity. He said, after he said, I gave myself to teach everything that a man could enjoy, that the flesh could enjoy. I gave myself to it. Amen. But yet it's all vanity. It's no good. It's vanity. Amen. Yet he was a man that believed in God. He believed so much in God and prayed the right prayer. Lord, give me wisdom for these great people of yours. And amen. And to lead them in great. God gave him more than he asked for. And God's given us more than we asked for. We asked for salvation to save our soul. Oh, but God's given me more than I asked for after this life. Hallelujah unto God. Whoa, what a redeemer. What a savior. He's given me more than I asked for. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. I know what it is. I know what it is. Four boys. Had four boys and daddy never worried about food. Mama sometimes, I think one supper night, she counted her biscuits she made. I think it was 50-some biscuits Mama made that night. And we four boys and daddy eat them all up. Hallelujah. Thank God. The plate didn't come by but one time. You better get what you want when the plate come by that time. Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, but thank God we all eat. Amen. Oh, my brothers are dead and gone. Maybe it's a little skim of hope for one just before he died. Called me up and said, preacher, guess what happened? A Harvard brother. He said, guess what happened? I got saved last night. God saved me.
Amen.
We shouted the victory. Amen. His wife didn't want to have nothing to do with me. And we let me have the funeral. I'm nothing to say anything. But I tell you what, that night at the funeral, amen, I called everybody around the casket. Said, we're going to sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. And say, that's what it was for God to save him.
Yeah.
He was a whore-monger, drinker, and gambling and everything before God got it to him. When God got it to him, he quit it all. Well, he couldn't hardly too old. He couldn't hardly do it there. Amen. Say, amen.
He
done wasted his life. Done wasted his life. And if he's in heaven today, if he's in heaven, I hope he is. If he's there, he's got no rewards from God. He's got no living for God. He's got nothing. He's done. And the preacher preached this morning, a gift to God. Oh, how sad, how sad that you live and die and have no rewards to give. Yes, sir. I know some of you sitting here, you'd rather have a preacher up here and talk like he's got a wart on his tongue and don't say nothing. Amen. I said, son, I'm talking to you, bro. I'm talking to some of them, dude. Oh, yeah, just give us a little fancy outline and let us go to the house. Well, amen, we might get there for dinner, we might not. Amen, say amen right now. Hallelujah, yes, sir. Yeah, about as young as I used to be. Amen, it could happen. But this time now, age and things have slowed me down some. Watch what it says in verses number 10. The preacher sought out fine acceptable words, and that was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as gourds, and as a nails fastened and by the master of assembly, which are given for the one shepherd. Amen. And the Father by throne, by these may Son be admonished of making many books. There is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Verse number 11, verse 13, 14 is where I'm coming to. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Everybody's got all the ideas and friends and all of that, but here's the conclusion of the whole matter. I heard the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God! Fear God! Fear God! Did you hear me? Fear God! Fear God! Fear God! And keep His commandments! Keep His commandments! Keep His commandments! And this is the whole duty of man! This is the whole duty of man! I don't care how educated you are or how uneducated you are. It's the whole duty of man to fear God and keep His commandments. That's the whole duty of man.
Amen.
Hey, everything else is secondary. Amen. Look at what He says in verse number 14. Amen. He says, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Will it be good? Or where will it be evil?" Okay, Paul said, rejoicing a little bit foolishly. I've had pastored up to 135 people. Amen. Once or pastored 15 years. Amen. And I left right now. I've gone now. Lord, let me back to establishing churches where I was doing when I come out of Bible school. And that's what I've done. First thing I've done when I come out of Bible school, went to Drake's Branch, Virginia, and got a rent of the building right beside a liquor store. Hallelujah. Made that liquor store man so mad. Amen. He finally died of a heart attack. Amen. Amen. So he went to hell. He called the sheriff on us. Called the sheriff on us. Get the sheriff on us. Make us be quiet. We get on the street on Saturday morning. Amen. Band will sing. Amen. And I preach. Hallelujah. Get up in the back of a pickup truck and preach. And I preach. And I preach. And those fellas was going through the liquor store would stop and look at me and turn and go back over to the liquor store. He was mad, Fred. He was mad. I'm telling you. Yes, sir. But anyhow, thank God. Amen. God. There's a church there tonight, Tabernacle Baptist Church today. Amen. Still going on for the glory of God. Hallelujah to God. But anyway, amen. Amen. And I thank God for where that's my early starting. Amen. Well, I started one. I got involved in getting one. I saw two before I went to Bible school. But anyhow, amen. I'm bringing there. But anyway, what I'm going to say. Now, I got about 8 to 10 faithful people in a rest home. I'm more happy than I was with that 135 I had back in that other church. I'm more full of God and full of joy and happiness in my soul than I was with that 8 in that rest home that I have with me. Amen. Thank God. They the kind of people God said go to. They can't do nothing for me. Ain't got no money. Amen. And amen. They can't do nothing for me. Well, I can do a lot for them with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've seen God work on some souls, work on some hearts of those poor people. Yes, sir. And thank God. Hey, they're sickly. They're worn out. Amen. But yes, sir. Well, amen. Let's hear the whole conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. and his whole beauty of man. For God is to bring everything into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad, you and I are going to meet a judgment seat of God, a gun, and everything you thought about is going to be revealed. Amen. Yes, sir. Every thought's going to be revealed standing at that judgment seat of God. Amen. Amen. At that judgment seat of God. Yes, sir. Turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 16. The Gospel of Luke and chapter number 16. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 10, verse 16, tells us of a truth of two men that died. Two men that died. Look at what happened. He says there in verse number 19, and there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple. That is, amen. He was had all the money he wanted, fine linen, everything he wanted. He fared sumptuously every day. He spent anything kind of he wanted. He had it. Whatever it might have been. The Bible talks about one rich man that brought forth his field, brought forth much, and said, "What shall I do? I shall tear down my barns and build bigger." Amen. For I have much goods, and I'll rest. And say, if thy soul eat, drink, and be merry, for thou hast much goods. God says, thou fool. God called him a fool. I didn't. God did. God called him a fool for that. Amen. And then, amen. He showed out the same man or not. For there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which laid at his gate full of sores, and designed to be fed with the crumb which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Which one of these persons would you rather be? Which one of these men would you rather be?
Plenty of riches, money, women, anything he wanted. Buy anything he wanted.
Amen.
Buy anything. Best sports car you could buy. Somebody told me some of those sports cars gets up down at hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what they tell me. I don't know. Amen. Wow. Amen. I got a big sports car and a Hollywood Superior. Amen. My wife's car. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. But anyhow, amen. What are you talking about? Which man would you rather be? Which man would you like to set your pattern of your life like? You want to die and go to hell? You want to die and burn in torment? You want to die sickly? You want to die, you can't get around. You want to die and sores all over your body. Dogs have to come to get some comfort. Dogs have to come and lick you. Is that how you want to die? Huh? I don't know how much this man witnessed by the Lord. But I guarantee you one thing. He knew that man did love God. The rich man did. He knew that. He said, "Well, I just have a crumb to fill."
Well,
that's a few blessings, but I don't know if he got them or not. The Bible don't say. I don't know that the Bible don't say what the rich man did, so I'm not going to say. But anyway, but he laid. The dogs come up. He didn't have those crumbs. But if he had crumbs, what good is a crumb to a hungry man? That's all he desired. He didn't desire none of that. He didn't desire none of his riches. He didn't desire none of his riches. You let the influence of rich people not govern your thoughts and how you
live.
Amen. You're unwise, my friend. You desire for the old pretty minister to prosper like other ministers has prospered. Hey, you're not too wise in your belief. Hey. Oh, yeah. Hey, my brother, then we found out all this big business stuff and died and going off and all those big churches around Louisville that packed in thousands and thousands and thousands all of them dead! All of them ain't living today! All of them are dead today! There's a shadow and well, I think they may have found that, but anyway, just hallelujah, brother, almost open with the pastor at it. Amen. Thank God he's been born for years and years and years while they went all through that big stuff. Amen. I wonder about all these that have the big stuff, how much they really got, and the little preacher over yonder just got a small church of a handful of people. I wonder which one's going to be rewarded the most.
Amen.
I know I've tried that junk. I come out of Bible school and had an idea. I'm supposed to build a big church. But one thing I realized, I couldn't do it. I had to be gone if I had something.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And if God don't do it, it ain't what we'll have it. If God don't do it, it ain't what we'll have it. There's another preacher sitting right there. Amen. Preached last night. Amen. A local minister from Mississippi. Hallelujah. Got a little crowd there. I tell you what, I think the big one's going to be in the first city. And the big man's going to be way back yonder. Well, the little's going to be the biggest when we get to heaven.
Amen.
First class. Hey, young preacher, right there. That's a young preacher. I know. And he loves me, too. Amen. God. He loves us. His dad loves me. Hey, he's been one of the greatest preachers in America today. His dad. Well done, for sure. Hey, and I got a little small church down in the woods. Indiana. I'm in Southern Indiana. What's the name of that place I live from? Oklahoma. Southern Oklahoma. Amen. Yes, sir. No telling who will be first in line.
Right.
Amen. To that judgment.
Right.
I believe according to the scripture. Now these two men die. One was carried by angels. Abraham is blessed. I like his call verse of Jesus.
Amen.
I believe, amen, when you die, amen, amen. God sent Paul, pardon, amen, you have the angels to bear your home.
Yep.
Take you home. I've had the privilege of being several people's presence when they die. Thank God, amen. I fell to God in that place. I felt that, amen. I felt the presence of God, and I didn't feel no anxious wings. Amen. 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 Ain't no such thing as angel wings. Amen. Ain't no little hall field or home through his head. Amen. 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 Y'all got something in your house.
Right.
Just funny. Amen. Well, anyway. I can't get away from some of this stuff. You old man, you keep throwing it out here to me, and I gotta say something about it when you throw it out here. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, he died. And the angels came. Glad and glad. What's wrong with you out here? The rich man died. The Bible says in hell he lifted up his life. In hell. Hey, now, President Trump, very rich man, very got all kind of wealth. But I tell you what, he died and I died, both of us going to have the same.
Amen.
All I've got is a double wide trailer up yonder. It's been a black hole with it. I mean, a black mold with it. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, thank God, me and that little woman right there been together for 60 some years. Amen. Thank God we as happy as two bugs in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. The rich man died. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Being in torment.
Where are you going, Joe? What's in your heart this morning, Joe? Where are you going, young man, young lady? What's going to happen when you leave this world? God gives us a two individuals. Then the rich man cried in hell. He never cried before.
Yeah.
Cried and he said, I'm tormented in this flame. Send Lazarus. He thought about Lazarus. He didn't call on some rich man to come help him. He figured none was coming. Amen. He thought maybe God would let Lazarus come. Send Lazarus and let a drop of water fall on my tongue. He's still burning today in hell. He's still burning today in hell. Let's hear the whole matter of the whole situation. The bottom line. Somebody says the bottom line was count. That's right. The bottom line is to fear God. Bottom line is to fear God. And the bottom line is to keep His commandments. His commandments. How about it, children? What you gonna? Is it in your heart to serve God? Boys and girls, is it in your heart to serve God? Is it in your heart to have Jesus in your heart? Young man, young lady, young family, how about it? What is it? How about it, Dad? Hey, what is it? You may have a saved wife and you're lost as a ball in the woods. Amen. Lost. You're lost as this rich man. You better run to this altar and get saved. It would be better for you to do that and die a pauper than to die like that rich man and go to hell.
That's right.
Abraham, yeah. Send my brothers down there to testify. He's still so persuaded on his religion. Amen. He just get out of hell somehow. That's the reason the Catholics preach that bunch of junk purgatory. Amen. To get people's money and more money out of them again. I said the Catholics, a bunch of lying, hating Baptist people is a bunch of Catholics. Because we preach against what they're preaching and they're all wrong. They're wrong. But anyhow, hey man, you know how hard I'll go after any time and hear a Baptist preacher say anything against a Catholic, say anything about the ungodliness that's going on. And then among preachers today, they don't say nothing. They trying to offend somebody. I hope I do.
Amen.
Well, Jesus did. Jesus did the whole thing. If you're not right with God, you're going to get offended today. You sure are. Amen. Well, which one you want to be? Which one would you love to be? You like to be like a Lazarus? Or you want to be like the rich man? Hey, you want to see your ministry prosper and grow bigger? Well, what if God took it away? All the way, like I said a while ago, what I have been. Amen. God took it all away. Amen. I don't know how many. I won't take time to count the churches I've started all over this land. And yet, amen, people go about and try to destroy me. Preachers go about and tell lies and untruth, try to destroy me. But that's all right, too. Amen. Jesus suffered a whole lot more than I've ever suffered. Amen. Yes, sir. How about it? Stand to your feet, your head bowed, and eyes closed. Nobody didn't preach too long, preaching. But anyway, it's bare and eyes closed. I wonder if there's somebody as a preacher. I'm not saved. I'm not ready to meet God. I don't fear God in my life. I don't fear God in my home. But preacher, I love to have the peace of salvation. Pray for me. Sit up at hand and say, pray for me. Is that somebody here? Sit up at hand. Say, pray for me this morning. I need prayer. I need prayer. I wonder if there'd be somebody who said, I need prayer. I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I like to be more dedicated unto God than I am. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Thank you, brother. Thank you, lady. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I need to be more convinced that I need to serve God in a greater way than I've served God. Be willing to be whatever God would have me to be. Be willing. Be willing. Amen. Anybody else before I pray? I'm going to pray. You like that desire? Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Somebody else? Say, I like to be more for Jesus than I am. Thank you, lady. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anybody else? I'm going to pray. Thank you, young man. Oh, the greatest thing you could do is hit this altar and surrender it all to God. Send it all to you. Father, take the message. Use it for your glory. Let the word of God take root
in hearts and souls here today. Help these that desire, and I desire, God, to be more than I am for your glory, your praise, and your honor. In Jesus' holy, righteous, and lovely name, I pray. To the glory of God, we ask these blessings, these young people. Lord, this pastor has such a burden for these young people. Stood here last night with a broken heart. And Lord, the young folks, the young families, he knows. Oh, God, help him. And help his family, help his church members, help those children in his church to get more truly born again in the Spirit of God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. For the fervence of the gospel we ask it. Amen. And amen. Okay, preacher.
Let's have a song. The Lord spoke to your heart. Altar's open. If you want to do business with the Lord, come humbly, prayerfully, entreat, supplication, Lord, we're going to give you the opportunity.
Number 107.
Yeah. I sing. Another good message.
God bless you.
Amen. We are God.
Amen.
Revival meeting for a preacher a few years ago, and 35, they count them, I didn't count them, but they said 35 young people got saved that night. I don't know. Amen. But that's what they told me. Amen. But now I can preach myself out of breath and will not move in at all. Something ain't it. It's something different. I'm the same preacher. Same God, same message, same Bible. Amen. But it's not reach. You know why? Holy Ghost of God is dead. It's grieved.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's why. The Holy Ghost of God is grieved in this day in our churches. Amen. Go ahead, preacher.
Go ahead, preacher. Amen.